It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
All right, welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. Quarter number two, Tucker's Tape. We welcome in Ross Tucker. Ross, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, my pleasure. Happy to be here. Much to discuss, of course.
We got lots to discuss in this Tucker's Tape.
Yeah, I mean, we're down to the big three, right?
It's the final three. It's Ross the Boss's 2018 class rankings.
What's so funny, Bob?
Bob Flanders so snickering.
Yeah, he just casually said Ross the Boss. Like,
yeah. That's what he calls me now.
I know.
He's been well-trained. He knows the deal.
We have been putting them in order this spring, 23-1. We're down to 3-2-1. We've been doing five a week. First of all, I'll let you give your caveat. Then I'll recap leading up to this. We are going to cap it off with the 3-2-1 this week. So give your caveat, Ross. Every week we do this.
Well, you almost don't need to give the caveat on the 1-2-3 day because there they're the top three guys.
All right.
I'll do it just for you, Andy. Every week I say, hey, these guys are all awesome. You got to rank them somewhere. But these are the top three. I don't really need to give it. These are the guys at the top, and I think that there might be a surprise or two here.
There might be. Let's go all the way 23 through 4 as we put them together in the previous weeks. 23, Jake Pinniger. 22,
Kicker. Bryce. Jake Pinniger.
Yes. Bryce Effner. 21, Charlie Catcher. 20 was Daniel George. 19, Judge Culpepper. 18 was Jahan Dotson. 17, Trent Gordon. 16, Isaiah Humphreys. 15 was Will Levis. 14, Pat Freiermuth. 13, Jesse Luketa. 12 was Aeneas Hawkins. 11, Jordan Miner. 10, Fred Juice Scruggs. 9 was Nick Tarburton. 8, Ricky Slade. 7, Zach Kuntz. 6, PJ Mustipher. Number 5, Jason Owe. And number 4, Nana Asadu. We are ready.
Still not sure about how you pronounce that last name.
Asadu.
I'm not going to say again.
Nope.
Yep.
I looked up and thought it. I am correct in Asadu, but I'm not going to give that as 100%. All right, number three, Micah Parsons, 6'3", 240-pound, five-star defensive end from Harrisburg.
My gosh. He has a three.
He's one of the top five players ranked overall in the country.
What?
He enrolled early, and it is very well known now that he is converting to middle linebacker.
This guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
For his freshman year, the floor is yours, Ross. Number three, Micah Parsons.
Right, so he is a tremendous, tremendous football player. I think he's the best Pennsylvania high school player that I have seen since Terrell Pryor. Just in terms of a size-speed ratio, when you watch him, he is a rare, rare specimen, which is why he's ranked in the top five, top ten, everywhere you look.
Right.
But if I'm ranking these guys, I'm ranking them on projection to the next level. I think position matters. And frankly, if we're talking about success at the next level, I think the whole package matters, right? And so based on my interactions with the guys ahead of them and what I've heard about the guys ahead of them, I have them a little bit higher. I think if you went strictly on football ability, it's very close.
I was going to say, you're splitting hairs
between Micah Parsons and these next two guys. These next two guys, I mean, I'll just say, number two is Justin Shorter, number one is Rashid Walker, right? So they're going to find out in 3 minutes. So I would say that they're very close. Rashid Walker is as good of an offensive tackle prospect as Penn State's gotten since we've been doing this.
Right.
Justin Shorter is the best wide receiver prospect that Penn State's gotten since we've been doing this. And Walker's probably the best tackle now that I think about it. I mean, I guess Mennett was up there, but Walker's a better prospect coming out than Mennett was, in my mind. And then Parsons as an edge rusher. Here's the thing, though. They're going to start by playing a middle linebacker. I'm skeptical of that. And I think Micah Parsons has had some well-documented issues during his recruitment. And, you know, you just wonder if any of that has any residual effect on what kind of college player he becomes. Because when you get to college, you're on your own. You have school. You have, you know, you got to get, you have all these responsibilities that you need to take care of. Now, the early reports, Bob, have been very, very favorable. But let me also say this. If they hadn't been, would James Franklin come out and say, Parsons has been a real pain in the butt so far. He's been late for class, hasn't showed up. I mean, I don't really picture Franklin. I mean, he didn't really say that about anybody until they actually got in trouble, and then he wouldn't even comment on it.
I was going to say, then you never even know what happened. Manny Bowen, you know, Irv Charles. The interesting thing he said about Micah this week is, you know, he talked about the decommit, and then he takes all the visits, and then he finally signs in December. And James, who I was surprised he said it because I thought he was walking himself into a corner. He's like, you know, there were a lot of people in the building, and I think he was talking about players and coaches saying,
right,
why are we putting up with this roller coaster ride? Why are we still so invested in this guy with all the stuff that he's done? And he said the minute he got there, he said no one's talking about the roller coaster ride anymore.
Let me ask you real quick, Ross. Does Micah Parsons have a chance if he's not projected, you know, if they're not moving him to middle linebacker? With as deep as Penn State is at defensive end, does he have a chance to crack that this year?
Yeah, he does. As a
true freshman.
He's that good.
Yeah.
Because he's that good. You know, he went to the U.S. Army Bowl, and when he felt like it, they had a really tough time blocking him. He is the best edge rusher they've gotten by a lot since I've been doing this. You think? I mean,
he's going to be the best blitzer. I think one of the best blitzers they've ever had, because he can go from anywhere.
And he's very fast. He has the explosion. That's a good point, Bob. You know, we've talked about this other weeks when we've said, can't believe this guy's at 12. Can't believe this guy's at 8. You know, Ricky Slade, wherever I put him at 9. It really is remarkable. We've been doing this 4 years now?
Yes, that would be correct.
I mean, definitely Saquon Barkley's year. The year before,
he was
McSorley. We talked about McSorley and those guys. And so it's kind of crazy to me that here we are saying, this guy's the best this guy's the best that,
right.
This guy's – and it's not recency bias. You can look that up after the segment, Andy. It's not recency bias.
That was coming.
It's a real thing. He's a tremendous player. He's knocked down a little bit from where everybody else would have him at number one because of – I'm skeptical of him at middle linebacker. It's a totally different deal being an off-the-ball backer, having linemen come at you from both sides, and, you know, some of the off-the-field concerns that definitely – maybe it doesn't linger for Penn State, but it lingered for some of the other schools.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network, on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43 when it comes to Penn State football. We've got you covered. Quarter number two, Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders. I'm Andy Shea. Ross, the Boss's 2018 class rankings for the recruiting class. We're down to the final two. It is Justin Shorter, 6'4", 215-pound, five-star wide receiver from South Brunswick High School, New Jersey. He's the top-rated wide receiver in the 2018 class in the country and a top-10 player overall. He's a stud.
Yeah, he's phenomenal. You know what he is in my mind? He is a faster Juwan Johnson. He's like Juwan Johnson's body, but can really run. And Juwan Johnson's not slow.
Right.
But it's almost like he's a physical specimen that they haven't had in terms of that height, weight, speed combination. It's off the charts how well he runs. And he's got really good hands. He runs good routes. The run after catch is there. The body control's there. But really, he's here because he's the best receiver they've gotten since we've been doing this, because he's the rarest combination of speed, size and speed together in the same guy.
At a position that's, I think, is not hurting depth-wise, I think it's going to be – he's one of those kids, and he's the first one in my mind that I can think of since we've been doing this. They're going to have a hard time keeping him off the field rather than getting him on the field, more or less, is what I think.
So real quick, so we can get to number one. DeAndre Tompkins returns punts. He's going to start. I think Shorter wideouts can get on the field pretty quickly,
right,
even if they just get there in August. I'd be really surprised if they don't play him right away. He's good enough to play, and you just never know. If they're going to have Tompkins back returning punts, I think you want him ready in case something happens.
All right, number one is by the way, we're not glossing over Justin Shorter. He's just the best of the best. Number one, surprisingly, and he did. I'm going to give you props. You did go Yetur Gross-Matos last year in the 2017 class was your number one.
Thank you.
Rasheed Walker, 6'6", 290-pound, four-star offensive tackle. From North Point High School in Waldorf, Maryland. He's the number sixth ranked offensive tackle prospect in the country. He's a top 100 player overall. He's not top 50. He's like in the 60s, and he is your number one, Ross.
I don't know why he's not ranked higher. I mean, he, first of all, he could be a top 250 as a D tackle. Watch his D tackle video. He murders people. I mean, he is gigantic. And moves very, very well, but still projects more like Nana does to being an offensive tackle. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if those two guys are their starting tackles for 3 years each. And depending on if they redshirt or not, maybe even 4 years each.
Wow.
I mean, it's possible because the other guys they have, that Penn State has, well, Fry is going to start so for a couple more years. So maybe just one of them. But – The other guys that you hear stuff about, Miranda, Thorpe, those guys are mainly inside. Is you think Holmes is outside?
I think he is outside. He's pretty big. Ross, my question for you, this tie the last 2 years together. Two years from now on the practice field, when Yetur Gross-Matos is squaring off against your guy,
Rasheed Walker,
who's getting the better of who and why?
That's a good one, Bob.
I'll go Yetur because he'll
– I thought you were going the other
way.
Well,
I'll go Yetur just because he'll have a year on him. You know what I mean? He'll have a year of experience because by that point, Walker might not have gotten any experience yet, and Yetur will have gotten a lot of experience at that point. So, which reminds me, by the way, they're probably going to have a DN transfer at some point. Just as we talk through it, there's just not going to be enough reps next year. Somebody out of – well, Sharif Miller will probably leave school, so then they'll have to convince, Yetur Matos – Tony, Shane Simmons, that those are the three guys. So we'll see. Anyway, Rasheed Walker, tremendous, tremendous prospect. The difference between him and Nana is I think Rasheed's a little meaner and he's heavier right now. He's a thicker, more ready-to-go kid. They don't need him to be ready to go, but he's the next tackle that I've seen. I didn't see it on Des Holmes' tape, but they say he really improved. But based on the high school tape, he's the guy, the next guy after Fries.
Offensive tackle in this class is the position Penn State helped it the most at, it seems like, in your
opinion. Yeah, those two guys.
Two tight ends ranked in the top 10. You would think that that's the easy call, but according to our man, Ross the Boss, it's the offensive tackle. All right, we ranked them 1 through 23. That's it for the 2018 recruiting class. Stick with us. Your questions, Ross's answers are coming up next. This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.